This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves from WGXC. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Will Brunell in Capital, New York, reports that 6 months after Governor Andrew Cuomo first announced a $500 million broadband plan, there are, quote, no defined guidelines, rules, or even a clear sense of how it will be implemented and regulated, unquote. There have been three announcements of the plan so far, but not many details. Cuomo says he wants to have the entire state wired for 100 megabits per second internet access by 2018. But the Capital, New York story reports that, quote, Cuomo's budget proposal devotes just 31 words to the program, saying it will, quote, support the development of infrastructure to bring high-speed internet access to underserved regions throughout the state and to support the development of other telecommunications infrastructure, unquote. Other critics of what little there is of the proposal say it is a giveaway to internet service providers. Quote, the only clear beneficiaries of this program will be cable and internet providers who will have a new state subsidy to expand their footprints into areas in which their competitors have demonstrated an inability to operate profitably, unquote, said Ken Giardine of the Conservative Empire State for Public Policy Group. Christopher Mitchell, the director of the Community Broadband Networks Initiative for the Institute of Local Self-Reliance, said the state should, quote, prioritize funds that are going to providers that are accountable to the public, because that's how we electrified the country, unquote. Read the full story in Capital, New York. Our other report comes from Mike Clifford from New York News Connection via Public News Service about a bill that just passed in Albany.
New Yorkers can breathe a sigh of relief this month because they now have new protections from so-called surprise medical bills. Many New Yorkers ended up with big bills for out-of-network care because of visits to the emergency room. Chuck Bell with the Consumers Union says a new law that took effect this month provides much-needed protections.
Through this new law, our consumers in New York State will be able to avoid getting most surprise medical bills in the first place. And when they do get a surprise bill, this law will help them prevent protracted financial disputes.
Bell says on average about 2,000 New York consumers per year file complaints about surprise medical bills. Heidi Siegfried with New Yorkers for Accessible Health Coverage says the new law puts the responsibility on doctors and health networks to ensure that their network information is up to date, and it protects consumers who may have relied on outdated information.
The plan and the provider have to work out what the payment is going to be, and the patient does not have to pay anything other than the normal in-network charges if they are seeing an out-of-network provider and it wasn't their fault.
Bell says the law also protects New Yorkers from so-called drive-by doctors who were not in the initial game plan when patients undergo a procedure.
And a physician that you didn't expect sometimes shows up during the procedure, and afterwards you find you have a bill for visiting an out-of-network doctor. So the law provides for greatly expanded disclosure to consumers when out-of-network doctors are going to be involved in your care.
The new law also calls for an examination of health networks to make sure they actually provide all of the suitable care that New Yorkers need. If any network is found not to have a provider, New Yorkers will be able to go out of network without paying extra. Consumers still need to do their homework and see an in-network provider when they are available. Mike Clifford, New York News Connection.
National Weather Service prediction for Sunday: chance of snow showers before 11 a.m., then turning to rain. Sunday night, the rain could continue and turn again back to snow before 11 p.m., with a low around 32. Monday, a chance of rain showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a high near 58 and a low around 36. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.